Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Full 20 Day Fiancé.
Hi. Are you actually having to prove that you're down by pouring shit out or pouring one out or pouring some out in honor of an entity that might not be on this physical plane anymore? But sometimes you don't want to actually just like ruin your computer or splash a bunch of shit onto your new outfit or shoes or feet or whatever it is. Well, guess what? I have the perfect solution for you. It's a technological advancement called fake pour out. And what it is what you pour out is not quite a liquid. It's basically a thing that will on camera look like you're pouring something out and look like you're dumping all kinds of shit out, but at the same time protecting your personal goods without the fear of water damage. It's a fantastic little thing. It's a plugin I sell for Zoom and Teams and other things like that. Blue jeans, whatever you use for your meetings. But thank you so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra.
Welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
What an honor. Mm-hmm. And this is like the perfect time to introduce that, you know, to announce mm-hmm. to everyone that my business is partnering with your business.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. My business is, hey, you know what? I think it's self-explanatory. It's mm-hmm. called Jizz Shields. mm-hmm. And it's like you're jerking off on your computer, you
okay.
know,
mm-hmm.
look to porn, obviously, or whatever
right.
your thoughts, but you need a screen in front of you. And you know, and you're going to jizz. And like, if you even have like a regular like cover on your like
yeah.
screen, what are you going to do? You're going to like wash it and then put it back. It's like,
oh.
no.
So this
we're
is who,
single use.
Yeah.
Think of us like a Kleenex, but for your jizz.
So this allows, it's like saran wrap basically for your laptop or computer. So you can
it's
just
like
ejaculate
just,
all over it.
You just stick it all over and then you fucking discard it. It's honestly,
I didn't,
it's called Jizz Shields. I'm
yeah.
Miles Gray.
What was your market research like? Are there a lot of people who just like to come all over their computers and hardware?
I mean,
for
they don't like
term?
To, but like, you
yeah.
know,
teach their own.
Shit
right?
happens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it does. It does. Well, anyway, thanks so much for coming on this show. And I mean the pun there. It's definitely intended for this thing called 420 Day Fiance,
which is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show,
mm-hmm.
90 Day Fiance, mm-hmm. and its various
yes.
iterations. Today,
yes.
we're discussing 90 Day Fiance, the original. And it is season 10, episode, this should have ended a long time ago.
Yeah.
14?
Yeah, 14. And the title for this one is From This Day Forward. From this day forward, I refuse to take, I can't, there's nothing to say about a lot of these couples now. It's, we keep saying this, obviously, the degrading quality has been an issue, but. Like, what the fuck are you going to do? We're addicted to the show. So I guess we'll be eating dog food. You know, that's all I can say. I wish I could stand up. I wish I had a backbone, but I'm not. I'm an invertebrate. So
woof, woof.
Yeah.
Pour me another bowl of this bullshit.
Slither, slither. I have no spine. So we're out here eating dog food. Rob and Sophie, not much going on here. Even with her mom in tow, we're a little bit light on stuff. So the last time we saw them, they were taking off. Mummy was absconding with her baby Sophie and leaving Rob's little place. And yeah, like they, I don't know. They're chatting shit in the fucking van on the way home. She's like, I'm worried about you, babe. He's going to like do your head in, love. You will go like mental. Like in 8 months, you absolutely lose yourself. No.
He's going to make you lose your dreams on your sparkle, Sophie.
Exactly. And then you have to go Tesco's and then you get the chicken stuffing sandwich. But you got to wait till late in the day when the meal deal's got like a few pounds off because like you're so broke and everything. You're so poor. They're doing their thing. There's really not much going on here.
The mom is right. She's like, his anger issues are a red flag.
Oh yeah.
It's like the fact that he can't discuss anything, he just like falls apart and freaks out and is like, bleh.
Not the broke
I'm out of
boy
here.
Nature.
I'm the adult.
Yeah.
I have a decade on this girl and I'm still the less mature one.
It's not the brokenness that you need to look out for. It's the fact that this dude looks like he has, at worst, a tendency towards violence. And at best, some kind of very immature meltdown that is still scary to be around. So it's not good no matter which way you look at it, even in a charitable version. Because like, there's a lot of times you're like, this dude is so easily like offended in this weird, you know what I mean? Like you can tell when his ego gets like hurt. And like the response that he has is so disproportionate.
He takes things so seriously and it doesn't matter like the level of what anybody's saying to him. All mm-hmm. he hears is like, you're not enough, Rob. You fucked up again, Rob. And it's like, someone just asked you for a fucking duvet. Okay.
The fuck you want a duvet for? I got
Can
three.
You just fucking give her the duvet instead of being like,
yeah, Rob.
Well, I guess I should fucking throw myself under a train because clearly, you know, I'm not doing enough at this house. It's like, calm down. She didn't even say that when she found out she has to shit outside. Like,
right.
Calm
exactly.
the fuck down.
Oh, so you don't like me? You know what I might as well do? I might as well rip out my own throat in front of a police station and set myself on fire. That's what you make me want to do. That's why my car is so unsafe. That's why I sold my airbag, Sophie, and yours. So I could pay for this other shit I'm buying for my braids. I'm trying to enjoy my hairline while I was here.
Even his friends are like, dude, you know how you overreact all the time, right? They're like, there goes Rob. Like, your friends who you're coming to bitch about the situation are literally like, you flew off the handle again, dude. You flew off the handle.
You're kind of tripping. I mean, credit to them for being like, yeah, I'm not going to fucking be like, yeah, bro, you're right. But I like
also,
I just like how when, after they leave, her mom and the Sophie and her mom leave and they get to like the hotel, they're having wine or whatever. And like, I haven't heard from him. Wait, he sent me a message on IG, a message. And it's just
what
a post.
Gonna say.
He just says, she's like, oh, it's a message of a nice car. It says, this could be ours. Like, what the fuck?
But you playing.
Oh, my God. What
can
the
you fucking
fuck?
Believe it? A man, well, this is going to sound, yes, of course I can believe it. But a man in his fucking 30s, instead of apologizing, sends a picture of a car to say, if you overlook my behavior, maybe one day my broke ass will be able to get you a car.
Yeah.
He says this to a rich girl.
That's called fuckboy poetry. You know, when you don't know how to communicate, like, this will get it through. This could be ours. I also like the idea of Rob just ran, like, because he's so stupid, like, he would, his version of extending an olive branch is just to, like, send her, like, a picture of a nice car, like, this is pretty cool, right? This could be ours. Like, he's just like, what, fool? Like, we just were having a fight. I also just see that version because I've been stupid like that and try to just send, like, a weird-ass olive branch over text just to be like...
Okay, give me an example. I'd love to know what a weird Miles Gray olive
this
branch
was
is.
Like, this was, like, years ago, right? This
obviously,
is like
obviously vintage retro Miles obs.
This is vintage retro Miles. I remember getting in a fight once and then, like, sending like a Simpsons meme that like referenced something we laughed at like 3 days prior to the argument to try and be like, let me just like
this is the gift I would have sent you.
Okay. And I would have been like, you know, you need to be real asshole sometimes. Yeah.
By the way, for listeners, I just blinked rapidly.
Yeah, you were black. Yeah.
Very annoyed.
Blinking rapidly, I think is what I was trying to say. So this dude still hasn't even said anything. And she's like, well, I'm not going to say anything because like, he owes me an apology and I don't want to say anything. I'm not going to call him. So he's called me. But then that's how I'm going to deal with it. I'm not going to really like communicate, but like this, he should know. All right. Bye.
Okay, love. What is the breakdown of the chance you're going to marry Rob the Knob or not? What is it?
Oh, shit.
50-50, Mom.
50-50, Mom. I'm sorry.
I am shocked.
Yeah,
even though all I've been saying is the meanest things about him. That accent took a train out like a long time ago.
I mean,
just,
look,
like, weren't coming in to help, so I had like nothing to like.
Hey, you know,
cling to.
Look, it's an A for effort from the algorithm, is what it said. But I don't know. And this is just getting really dull too. Like, we're just like, we get it, dude. He's fucking weird and gross, and she's young and should just go explore, girl. You know what I mean? Go
please
be baby
be
girl.
Bi.
Go
if
be
you
baby
learn
girl.
Anything from me?
Mm-hmm.
Please, yeah. Go be bi.
Go be bi. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Shall we move on to Nikki and Justin?
Yes.
They ride a horse, and then he screams at her so to show her that
how
he's masculine.
Did you start day? What did you do for us?
Wow. He was really, the way he just started raising his voice in this weird way, he's like, I gotta raise my voice because my homie gave me the wild, toxic fucking information to just be.
Look, I was supposed to be more masculine, so mm-hmm. I do this. Nikki, ride horse and shut your mouth.
Now.
I organized a romantic day. Romantic
what have you done
day,
for me?
Horse.
I'm so bored with them.
I think that I just want to highlight the phrase, I don't think I can do better than him.
Yeah.
Said in the same sentence as he's my soulmate.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Girl, yeah. You could spend 3 years in therapy just breaking down that sentence alone.
Oof.
Like,
yeah, he's about to get
that's
my
the
soulmate.
Relationship you need to get into.
Like, yeah.
A long-term one with your therapist. I have one. I'm not, this isn't a dig. I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
this is hard to hear. Someone's like, this is the best I can do. And it's a man that's like, hey, I can only use you as like a conduit pussy to another pussy.
Right.
Otherwise, I feel gay.
Well, and you're in luck because my sense of self-worth is so low that I will cling to you as my emotional piece of driftwood in a sea of loneliness and call that my ideal situation. Yeah.
And for him, it's like, dude, you like trans women. You
right.
need to come to terms with it. There's nothing wrong or shameful about it other than what you are doing to the trans woman you're currently in a relationship with.
What? Yeah. It's interesting when you have these men who are so like halfway in and out about it, like with Cleo and whatever that dude's name was, and Nikki and Igor. Like, there's this version where they clearly do have feelings for these people, but it's I wonder if there's like also when they're on camera that suddenly it's like activating like this internalized homophobia or whatever around it, that like now because it's on camera they're now thinking of what the perception is, and they're just like it's just sort of like opening up probably all this doubt or whatever they had within. There's like there's something strange about it constantly happening. Like I feel like we haven't seen somebody who's totally been like, yeah, I love her, and this is like our relationship. Like, and I think maybe they're also casting like a lot of people that there is doubt to sort of, I don't know, maybe like to keep make it feel like more relatable to middle America, where they're like, I guess that would be interesting.
I mean, I'm guessing that other than like places that are super liberal, this probably reflects, unfortunately,
yeah,
how
yeah,
people
for sure.
are. And to me, I think the really weird thing is like, the zero acknowledgement of any of the professionals that see them on the show. Cause like everyone has like a therapy moment or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or like someone like tells them off or come to Jesus moment, but like no one's ever been like, hey, this is what you need to examine.
Yeah, right, right, right.
You know, like clearly you're really conflicted about this and, you know, you can't take it out on your partner
mm-hmm.
and like either figure it out or let them go or, you know, because like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's painful to watch you like it's break really... Nicole down because your friend said, yeah, you got to like outman her. That's yeah. literally what was said. I was listening to the Russian of it too. He was like, no, it's like you got to be more of it. The Russian was upsetting.
Yeah. Anything else? I meant for the whole episode. Like, I'm tired of everybody.
No, right, no, fine. Not for them. No.
Okay. Let's talk about Ashley and Manuel. Another brief one, but it did make me smile that Manuel was so fucking turned up about being at Niagara Falls.
Dude, I smiled real big throughout that entire section. Like a kid, I was like,
when they were getting sprayed with the water, I was like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Me too.
Like, I don't know why it was so stupid, but you know what? It's those little bits of, you know, endorphins that come out when you watch a show that keep me coming back, even though like it's the trashy moments. And then once you're like, yeah, 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 he loved it. He loved it. He loved it.
And then like during their waterfall time, she's like just talking to him in Spanish so passionately. And she's like, I think we can do this and like we can make it. And like, you know, I'm going to battle it out and not give up on us. And like, what do you think? Are you in? And he's like, I'm so fucking in. And it's right. like, the Niagara Falls are all around him and they're wearing little ponchos. And I'm just like, I'm living for this.
Right. It's one of the seven wonders of the world.
I don't know that I had that exact same question. And then I thought to myself, hey, you know, you should probably visit those before you die. And then I was like, wait a minute. You're too high. You've just been thinking about the pyramids for like 5 minutes and now you have to rewind the episode. And that is what happened.
It says, while there is no official seven wonders of the world list, Niagara Falls is commonly listed amongst various lists as a seventh wonder, as a candidate for the natural wonders of the world, or as an honorary eighth wonder of the world.
Honorary eighth? That's hilarious. It's like the Miss Congeniality of fucking...
Yeah, honorary. Yeah, exactly. They're like, all right, fool. Because, like, what are the other ones? Oh,
honorary,
I guess they're saying
wonder.
Within the United States, it's all like, I don't know. There's so many categories of it. Anyway, you've been?
No.
Oh, I want to go.
I've never been to, like, any of the big natural, like, wonders. I've never been to the Grand Canyon or to, like, Yosemite or any of that.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been in nowhere near like Redwoods?
I was married to an indoor kid for like a really long time.
I'm an indoor kid too, but I like weed. So I like getting high and then being in the woods is like fucking so dope to me.
He didn't smoke.
Well, guess what? We're going to the Redwoods high as shit. So yeah, bless them. Bless the boat ride. They argue a little bit about money again and the wedding planning, but then they clear shit up and they're like, I got your back. I want to be with you to the moon or whatever. So they're trying to like keep it on this episode was just basically a high note for them.
It was adorable, but also I was like, damn, they still didn't solve nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is exactly like it's such a witch Sagittarius girl that I fall for thing to do, you know? To be like, you know what? We'll fuck it out. Oh, you know what? We'll seventh wonder it out.
Yeah.
Instead of being hey, let's talk it out.
Nah, fuck
like,
you.
Can we make
you know
a
what
plan?
We should do? Let's drop a hammer on our foot together at the same time just to stop this conversation. You know what we should do? Let's have sex in the car but also have a car crash while we're doing it. You know what we should do? Let's put these ski masks on and take these machine guns and let's rob this fucking bank. And like they just need that in like adrenaline rush or some shit to kick the can.
I think we all know how this is gonna go. It's gonna be this roller coaster until finally at some point they do talk about it. And either right. it is a thing they never agree on, or it's a thing that's gonna be the first of many things they fight like this about.
Yeah. Yeah. At least they didn't have weird sex in public. You know,
I want to know what I really wish they would have done is shown us the bathroom. Like they didn't have to be in there. I just need to know the space so I can like know how dirty it was.
I think it was probably like hold the sink, hit it from the back type shit.
Well, but that's obvious. That's going to be in any bathroom.
Or, I mean, it might have been accessible, so maybe they were, you know, using the railing.
Diaper tray.
Yeah, get the foot up or something on the rail. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I just was thinking of that Lil Wayne line where he's like, in truffle butter, is like, put your leg up on the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, you get in where you fit in. So, yeah, they're good for them and good for the people at Niagara Falls for selling so many ponchos. Damn, they sell a lot of fucking ponchos, I bet.
When someone shows up with their own, they're like,
you get the fuck out of here, you fucking planner.
Dare you?
You want to fucking take money out my kid's mouth?
And then the poncho mafia comes out, and they're all wearing like fancy as fuck ponchos.
Yeah, you know they mean business.
The like name of the gang like emblazoned and like beautiful.
Yes.
Like yes. Letters
and they have
in the
spurs.
Back,
they wear spurs on their boots.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Spurs.
Or like one spur. And then they come up to you and they're like, excuse me, sir. And they go, and they got a box cutter. And you're like, oh, my God, they're going to $150 me. And then they fucking carve up your poncho so it's unusable. And they're like,
100%.
They're like, would you like to buy a poncho?
Kick their boot and that like knife comes out of the front.
Ooh.
And then they slash a P.
Yeah.
For the poncho boys in it.
Wow. So you're going real whimsical with that. This is like a Zorro type crew. If we're etching the fucking set into the...
Well, obviously, I mean, if you're going to have a poncho mafia, like, gang situation, I feel like, obviously, Wednesday is the number one thing I would consider.
I saw them as just, like, flashy, but they're just really to the point. You know what I mean? And that's just how they get down.
I'm, like, threatening, but they dance. Like, West Side Story. You know what I mean?
They're like, this is a warning, sir. Sha-cha-cha-cha.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, nah, let's get busy.
And after like they're done kicking ass, they like go and have a hot toddy in front of like a fire.
And just they're like, okay, break it down for me one time. So what were you thinking? Like, did you think he was really like really wanting to live that life? Because I didn't. That's why I let him off with a warning.
Exactly right.
They're like, oh, I didn't think about that. They're like, hey, do you have some more lemon? I'm sorry, I think mine needs more lemon. Oh yeah, sorry, I kind of go easy on the lemon sometimes. I made it once with too much lemon, and ever since then, I totally get it. I totally get it. Anyway, thank you
so much.
They're
like, hey, Mason, I noticed you weren't slashing with as much gusto as usual. Well, are you okay, man?
I guess since you guys are asking, and I do feel safe with you guys, so I figured I should just be honest. I've just been kind of having a rough time recently with the new year and stuff, and just like seeing my family over the break and then being away. I don't know. It's just hard to kind of explain. And I feel bad that leading into the work, you know?
No. Hey,
I
Mason.
Love, yeah.
Mason.
Sorry. I'm just so sorry. Yeah.
Before you can be a poncho boy,
You're
a boy first. Okay.
Thank you.
Who you are comes first.
Thank you. You're right.
Okay. You take your time.
Thanks. Yeah.
We know your bloodthirst will come back.
Exactly, Mason. You have to just
keep
honor the boy first. Because guess what? A poncho isn't anything without the boy wearing it. You know?
Amen.
It's inanimate.
Amen.
It has no use. It needs a body to protect. And that for you, that means responsibility is for you to protect your heart. Thank you guys.
Leonard, you're speaking such truth.
Thank you. Oh, I totally forgot. We have that guy's body just decomposing in that acid bath in the kiddie pool.
Oh my
outside.
God, whoopsies. Okay, guys.
Okay, we gotta go. And scene, folks. That's how you do it. We said one word from the audience. We said poncho, and we delivered on a really thoughtful gang. Anyway. You really should subscribe. Patreon.com/420dayfiance. $5 a month. You get all the episodes we've ever recorded, even things that came out before the show was literally first published. Anyway, I feel that's a great advertisement for that. Anyway, shout out Poncho Boys. Gino and Jasmine?
Nothing's going to beat Poncho Boys, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, except for a case logic full of loose paper towels.
That's how you know we're going to be hella whimsical.
I need that. I'm sorry, but just the thing that will come back is the case logic filled with Lucy's.
They don't even know? Do they know yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that up out yet?
They know. They know. They probably know. They should know.
Do they know yet?
Yeah, they know. People know. They might not. If not, you'll see. It's coming out. We keep saying that, like,
we're just teasing the Lucy's, like, it, and then people are really going to listen to it and they're going to be like,
what's wrong? These people are so fucking high. Like, I'm embarrassed for them when I listen to this show.
They're going to be like, this is a 30-minute episode. 25 of it is this.
Damn, they fell off bad. Like, real bad. You never think that weed would ruin a show that's about weed, but it happened. Gino and Jasmine. They're like back at, I think, in Michigan, and they're cleaning up around the house. She's like, hey, why are you so serious, Gino? Are you still upset about how Dane put two racks on my yeeks? What's the problem?
Say that her co-op ass argument was golden.
Hell yeah.
It was golden. This is what she said. She said, Dane is an altruist. Okay.
Dude, philanthropic ass implants.
Are you serious? She said altruist.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I going to have to do for that? Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, Gino, because Dane, unlike you, is an altruist.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He, like, actually understands, like, socialism and that he wanted to be in on the means to me producing boners. And that's with a bigger butt. You know what I mean?
He said, I got five on it.
That's called effective altruism. You know what I mean? They call him Sam Bankman Yeeks.
They call him the Loonies man. Because if there's an new ass in town, you know he's got five on it.
Dude, that is so fucking stupid. Oh, my God.
Sam Bankman.
So... I don't know. They're fighting about that. I like how she's like, at least when I contact...
The butt was charity.
Yeah.
That's a shirt I want made that says, the butt was charity.
100%.
She's like, all the way.
At least when I call my exes, you know what I get? Charitable yeeks. But when you contact an ex, it's to send revenge porn and get me fired at my old job. What good does it come out of you talking to your exes? Because look at my butt. Honey, that's what happened.
She's like, I created an investment opportunity and you got me fired. So, yeah. Like, essentially, I made money and you lost me money.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And honestly, she's we're joking, but she's completely right. That revenge porn thing is insane. She's fucking teacher. She was a teacher.
Yeah. Until the ex sent the shit to the school and was like, this is your English teacher?
Not just the school. Apparently to all of the tabloids.
Oh, that's right. Jesus.
Which is, I didn't know about that part. I just thought it was already bad enough when it was her work. But Jesus fucking Christ. And all the tabloids.
Yeah.
Damn. That's so fucked up. And
But the shit just kept getting more and more tense to the point that then Gino goes, well, how'd the fight even start? I mean, did you provoke her? Did you provoke the fight? And her ass... Yo, I've never been like, I don't know about this one. The way she fucking took that kitchen knife and then went blade down with it. I was like, yo, this is too much. This is fucking, even for the camera. I'm like, this is so fucking wild. I was just, you know why? Because as I've said before, she's going to murder him. She's going to murder him. That's been foretold since many seasons ago. This ends with her murdering him. We don't know how or if it looks like an accident. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, shit, I'm right. No.
The thing is, I don't even want to put it out into the universe. Mm-hmm. Because as we know, this show has had many murderers on. I'm not trying to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But did you provoke her? I was like, man. I would hate to tell you I was raped.
Oh, boy.
You would come through with that. Well, what were you wearing? Immediately.
Well, you know, like, she was.
You are not to be trusted with anything. I hope you never have a daughter like Jesus, or I guess a son, anybody.
Well, she was probably, you know, she was justified.
What? Don't have anything.
Yeah.
That can talk.
No, just collect your little fedoras. You know what I mean?
Get a tiny dick for your hat, a different kind this time.
Oh, man.
You tiny.
So fucking aggressive. But then I like how, again, we go right back to the old Jasmine, and she's like, you know what? I wish I had fucked Dane my last night. That's the one regret in my life, that we didn't fuck so good like we used to.
Like we always used to.
Holy shit. And then Gino, man, he has no mouth, no chat game, nothing, no wit. So he's like, yeah, well, I just wish I would have sex too with my exes.
My exes also had good sex.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Goody gumdrops. Was we do. We had sex.
We literally know that you can't get hard unless someone pees on your chest.
Yeah.
So I'm not, no king shaming, but you can't get hard unless that happens.
It takes a lot of work. You know what I mean? Not everybody got a full bladder for you all the time.
Yeah. I don't know how many of your girlfriends were satisfying you enough. So to be like, oh, we fucked so good. I'm like, I think we know better.
Well, you know, I sometimes I have pee on my chest. I can just watch them pee.
That's different.
Yeah, I can do that too. I'm flexible.
Well, that's different. I take back what I said.
Yeah. pretty versatile that way.
Scene.
And scene. Wow. We did a lot of great work in therapy there today, Gino.
Thank you. Would you like one of my hats as a present?
So then we end up with this fucking moment where she calls Dane to break up with him over voicemail.
Bro, that is the most scripted shit I've ever seen in my life. It was so uncomfortable.
It was so weird.
It was so uncomfortable. Like, obviously, it was scripted. How did she know she was going to get his voicemail?
Yeah, well, but...
And, like, that long-ass speech and shit, like, really? And then afterwards, she's like, I feel good. We've put it away. I am saying exactly what the producer wanted me to say.
Well, how did that see? Because my eyes were rolling back in the back of my head as I watched this because I was so bored. But did he induce that? Did he demand that?
He didn't ask her to do
it. Or she was just like,
no,
what do you want me
to? He was like, well, if I'm not allowed to talk to my ex, like you shouldn't be allowed to talk to your ex.
But and then she takes like, that as like, well, now I need to do a monologue to him. Like, did he say call him and let him know?
She goes, like, do you want me to let him know by, like, text or voice? She's like, I want to call him. Leave him a voicemail or send him a text. And he was like, leave him a voicemail. Mm. So she calls and leaves him a voicemail. And I'm like, okay, really?
Yeah. No, really. So, yeah.
I'm like, and then she's like, goodbye forever. I'm like, bitch, you're going to ask him to invest in your fucking pussy next month.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Invest in. Let's see next month.
Literally, she's gonna be like, these labia are going are
I need you
thing on NASDAQ right now.
I need your helping hand and your financing, your capital for the menorah and majora. Okay,
it's time to loonies it, come through.
Exactly. Honestly, please, I need someone to be I don't know. I tried to figure out a way to do a pun with philanthropy and labia, but it's just not coming together.
Philabia?
Yeah. You know what? Survey says. Yeah. Yeah.
It could be anything.
Philabia.
Philabia could also be philosophy of labia.
Charitable. No. Charity. See, guys, this is how these are how jokes are made. If we were making a show, we would spend hours on hours wasting time being high and trying to figure out a pun where we're combining labia and philanthropy or charity. All right, this one feels like we can get
this
there.
This is a hard
it's a hard challenge. One, but it feels doable,
feels close.
Yeah. All right, well, anything else before we move on?
No,
dude, just let me just fucking break up with you over fucking voicemail. And I'm sorry, Dane or Dan or whatever I call you, but this is it, motherfucker. Our next couple,
I'm sure he just laughed really hard. He's like, all right, bitch, I know you. Like, literally, you will be calling me tomorrow when you're mad at Gino.
I don't even want to say this on camera, but you sent me a picture of you completely naked and showing me every part of your butt. just to be PG about it, okay? That's what you were just doing. I bet he knew that too. He's like, you just sent me this. Oh, you're tripping. But he's also kind of like, I love when you do that shit, acting like you love him and shit. I'm dang.
Also, it's like, I'm sure he's really glad because he doesn't have to have her as like a girlfriend, which is insane to think about as like your life. And yeah. Instead, he gets to just fuck her when she's mad at Gino. And that seems like kind of perfect.
Yeah. Ah.
Wait, Bookworm Girl 380 said philanthropussy.
Philanthropussy. Yeah. Yeah. There was something about it was labia though that I was really
specifically
look, honestly, philanthropy is great. This is why people need to go to the fucking Twitch stream so they can participate in real time to help us out.
Philanthrolips?
I mean philanthropic? No. It just doesn't work, guys.
It really doesn't.
And we will be.
Altruclit? No. Countruism? Yeah. No. Culturism? I don't. This is.
Culturism? So all right, let's move on to Clayton.
Should have given up, didn't.
No, we come on. We're us? Dead. We're the give dead up? Horse. We can't stop kicking ourselves. Clayton and Anna Lee. So him and his mom, they're taking a little bit of a ride, and she starts doing the old venting to Clayton about his foreign girlfriend.
She needs to cook more American food. I actually wrote down all of her complaints in one line.
Yeah, riddle them off. Rattle them off.
So maybe like you want to do the like count them up.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she needs to cook American. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She also needs to be quiet, honestly. she needs to turn off the lights. Uh-huh. What the fuck? She needs to stop making chicken.
Chicken.
It's fucking chicken all the time. He likes beef, mm-hmm. and I know him because he's my son / lover. She needs to do the dishes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she needs to speak motherfucking English.
Yeah.
That's just a short list of things that she could be doing differently.
She likes to make her little chicken and not the beef he loves. My boy is a hamburger. Just with a penis.
She's like, would it kill her to make a cheeseburger?
Will it kill her to make you hamburger? Shut the fuck up. This is, man.
If I had anywhere to go, I'd go today.
Dude,
classic
I love when
mom shit. I'm like, love bitch.
She threw herself out. She threw her own ass out. She's like, go ahead, kick your poor mother out. So she can, where am I going to find a closet, Clayton? Where? Exactly. But it's fine. I'll figure it out. I always do. Just get rid of me like everybody in my life has.
Throw me in the trash like your daddy did. Just out here emotionally manipulating him. And like she starts the whole thing with, and she says it several times, is like, I don't have a problem with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, please never start with, I don't have a problem with her, because we fucking know what's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, you know, this is going to sound racist, but, or I'm not trying to be, then don't do it.
Yeah, but.
Or just say the thing.
I am. I have a problem with her.
Yeah, I'm like, you just listed the longest fucking.
Just be more efficient with your words. Just saying, I'm not trying to be, but I am. And I am. I am trying to be. What can I say?
The longest fucking diatribe that just took. She's like, literally, I hate your culture and everything about it.
But also, like, turn off the lights.
Yeah, but that's such a classic parent complaint. That made me laugh really hard.
Yeah, well, 100%.
Like, all parents are like, turn off the damn light.
Turn off the lights. Make a hamburger. Please speak English. Hope you're fast
no
learner.
No more chicken.
Yeah, come on. Cook American,
no
man.
No more chicken.
Her little chicken. Yeah, your little chicken. Get your little closet dwelling ass out of here. We were fucking rooting for you. We were all rooting
for you.
Closet mommy. When you were just an obscure character we could treat like a Simpsons character.
When you were just a cardboard cutout.
Mm-hmm.
We were all rooting for you.
And now you some xenophobic fucking troglodyte. Anyway.
Yes.
So basically what's happening is we have the wedding a few days out. And guess what? Clayton doesn't have his shit together. They're packing to go to Indiana for this like wedding. He needs his fucking Rubik's Cube. But she's like, can you not bring that shit and like focus on the things that we still don't have? Like no efficient, no hair, no make, no up. You think your sister can do everything? I need her to deliver floppy dick to me on my bachelorette party. I don't need her fucking all distracted and shit with plates. And do they cut to his mom? She comes back with another fucking iconic line. Huh. I'm hearing a lot of Spanish argument.
Spanish fighting.
What the fuck, lady? So he comes out. Mom, where's my EpiPens? They're right here. No, they're not, Mom. Okay, they're right here.
He's such a precious little boy bitch. Yeah. I hate him.
Mom, where's my life-saving intervention medication? Where? Are you for real, fool? Or what?
You're a whole ass adult man.
One of your little rats abscond with it? I don't think so. So anyway, Clayton, he's out here with his mom, and she's like, "What's going on? What's going on with her, Clayton?" And now he's trying to be like, "Well, you know, she don't speak English, so you know, like that's why she can't really do nothing. Because like, exactly, mom. Like, if she could fucking speak English, then like, I wouldn't just be playing Rubik's Cube all day and like not knowing how to plan anything." So
he's essentially mad that she doesn't speak enough English to plan her own wedding in a country she just got to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious?
The expectations are wild.
He is such a precious little mama's only child.
Oh, yeah. He has mommy's number one greatest specialist boy syndrome.
Yeah, and it's disgusting to watch because he just doesn't really understand how to act like an adult and have responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So he just throws her under the bus constantly.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you clearly know how to take care of guinea pigs, so you could take care of your own damn self. Like, mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. I don't... Mm-hmm. It's your fucking wedding. Stop divorcing yourself from it. Ugh. And she's new in this country. You can't make a couple of fucking phone calls for her.
What about...
You can't Google makeup with your zip code and then look at Yelp reviews. Like, you are such an asshole.
We get back to... She learned English. And she comes out. She's like, God, are they that stupid? Like, I pretty much understand what the fuck they're talking about out here. I'm not stupid.
She said, oh, learn English. She's like, I fucking understand everything. She's like, I might not be able to speak as well, but she's like, I understand everything you fucking said.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, whatever. And he's like, I don't know what the problem is. Well, and she's just saying, yeah, motherfucker, you don't tell me anything. What's going on? You say you got shit under control, but then it turns out you don't. And you do everything at the last minute. And then they cut away to him. He's like, you know, I think she's like gaslighting me.
I wrote that down too. I'm furious.
Fucking for real? I'm sorry, guinea pig man. Hey, I'll tell you what. At least it's a unionized gig down there. It's a unionized gig. But fuck off out of here. She's gaslighting you? Okay. 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 I've seen enough here, Your Honor. My Honor, I've seen enough. He can fuck right off. And anyway.
You get a life sentence for that shit. She's good at gaslighting. It's like one of the worst things that has happened with like the TikTokification of like complex things.
Right.
Is that then like you got like fucking idiots who've got like two amoeba cells worth of fucking emotional intelligence going around throwing words like gaslighting.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you don't know what that means.
But I will say meaning she's low-key bad.
AKA the person you're going to marry, gave you a criticism of one of your actions.
Are you trying to, like, fuck my head around and make me question my own reality? Is that what you're trying to do?
No,
by saying I'm not communicating well. Okay, this is fucking really weird that you're just gaslighting me right now. Anyway, so there he is. He's doing his thing. So they go to Indiana, and as someone who recently got married, their lack of planning, really his
lack of, was it making you insane?
It was stressing me the fuck out. I'm like, what have they even? I feel so bad for fucking Brandy because he again has late women will always bail me out syndrome. That he's just like, I don't know, dude. I just have to like tell the lady to like what's going on with me, and usually they figure it out in time for me, so they don't. I'm not humiliated or have to learn a lesson. And he's doing that with her. I'm like, damn, bro. And Brandy got a temper, so I hope she fucking loses it on him. But anyway, they get to the rental house. She's like, look, I got a list of things I did, but what have you done, Clayton? Just so I can wrap my head around this. And what, they have no decorations except plates? Is that what he said? He just got plates
and flowers.
Okay, what about the food? What about the drink? Huh? What about
what?
Never mind. So you have flowers and a plate. Do you have?
It's okay.
Do you know what you're doing for music? Are you dancing? Do you have like a speaker? Does your friend have a big like PA system they can bring? Do you know anything about that?
Do you have an aux cord I can borrow?
Okay. And then what? But if I give you the cable, you have everything else? Or are you just naming one component of it to make it seem like you've given this thought?
I've got one album on my phone. It's Christina Aguilera.
Okay, never mind. Okay, you know what, asshole? What the fuck? But then Annalie brings it back to the real fucking question at hand, which is, and my bachelorette party, do we know the status of that event? And I like how Brandy plays it so fucking low because she's got Pipe Jerry on the way about to fucking flop it around.
She has no idea. It's gonna be like a Twinings party. The teabagging is gonna be out of control.
Holy shit.
What's up? You like that? You like that tea ref?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that when he first sees his sister, the first words out of his mouth are, "Well, if it isn't my arch nemesis, my sister.
Yeah.
This bitch is planning your wedding and your girl's bachelorette party. This is what you say to her.
And at least she had an evolution that we've seen. At least up to this point, where she went from like real aggro, but then kind of beginning to see where Annalie's coming from and having sympathy, and then now helping them. Meanwhile, he's just like, I have rats, I have Cube, I have RuneQuest, I have hugs from my best friend now. I'm complete.
He's so much nicer to that dude than he ever is to Brandy, and he just expects her to do everything. It's so wild. Even when fucking Annalie asked him, she's like, when the mom was like, hey, did you do, you know, what did she do? Or like, what's missing? Or you didn't have that. And Annalie was like, I asked you to make a list, dude. Yeah. And you never even made the list of the things we have to do.
Yeah.
Like,
as someone who only started recently making lists, I felt that.
Like, but he did have time to go and get like guinea pig accessories with his mom for the wedding.
Yeah. Because he's
like, you're an idiot.
Priorities are not great. Not great. And again, it's a dangerous thing.
But for her, also, let him pack the Rubik's Cube. Who gives a fuck? That doesn't take a lot of space. Yeah,
a lot of people are, you know, damn, patriarchy some shit. Because it'd be just cranking out these fucking baby men, too.
Really, truly.
Woo! That's where you're a victim of the culture, bro. And you don't even see it, fam. Because you out here, while you're doing all that, your girl, she'd rather have Pipe Jerry fucking uppercutting her with his dickhead. Dude, he was fucking hitting them with the Dutch windmill. Woo. Oh my god. Anyway,
I like how upset she got when Brandy told her that there was gonna be no llama or alpaca. She was like,
yo,
I'm sorry,
no alpaca.
What
are you fucking for real right now? You said no fucking alpaca. About to pack you out, ho. I'm sorry.
I thought America was the land of everything.
Opportunities,
paved with gold, blah, blah, blah. Where the fuck is my llama?
Yeah. Okay. No llama? Well, me llamo the Terminator, because I'm about to fucking kill you. Thank you so much. That's been my time.
Amazing.
I'll see my way out. But yeah, again, Brandy's like, yeah, I don't know. I think we're just have like a fire and watch some movies. You fucking animal, Brandy.
She's like, what she doesn't know is I got a bag of dicks on the way.
All I'm saying is she's about to get chin checked in a real interesting way that she better wear a mouth guard or her teeth might break. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? All right.
I hope she comes hungry because the meat shall be large.
Absolutely.
And on her face.
I'll just say this. He's going to have a cock sock on and it's just going to be real questionable. All right. It is what it is.
Like Red Hot Chili Pepper style.
I like how though it's going to cause a problem. Like, thank God. I want fucking Clayton to be fucking sweating.
He should be.
Yeah.
He's acting like really entitled for a man with
he
such
deserves
short
to
arms.
Have cock sock nightmares.
Yeah.
You deserve that. Also, although that clip of the stripper next week, I think the dude was chewing gum when he was fucking machine gunning her. And I was like, yo, come on, bro. Be a little bit more engaged. I felt like I'd be like, I get it, bro.
You're like, he's not professional.
Why are you chewing that gum? Suddenly I'm like a fucking freshman homeroom teacher. I'm like, hey, get that gum out your mouth, son. You trying to fucking pipe this woman down, man. Take it seriously. Act like you got some dignity or some sense.
You're seeing it in a different light. He's trying to keep that mouth fresh.
I get that too, but it was like the face. It felt disrespectful. Whatever. We'll see. I mean, he's clearly putting in work. We just saw from the snippets.
It's like when you're in ballet class and you're not allowed to cross your arms because it's fucking disrespectful, yeah. And you also can't sit down.
Exactly. I've not done that, but I understand what that means. I get that level of intensity.
Are you right now disengaged?
I'm sorry. Do you have somewhere else you need to be?
Exactly.
Because it's not
immediately
in here with that shit. It looked like the way he was flopping his dick. Do you remember that thing you used to do in school where when you were wearing a sweatshirt, you took your arm out and you held the other sleeve yeah. And then you would punch the fucking arm through the middle and make him do that shit? He was like, bah, 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 bah. I don't know what you call that, but I think everybody, the move I described, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Everyone's done it, and I totally don't know what the name for that is.
Is there a name for that?
There probably is. There's got to be, right?
I don't know what the fuck you
sweatshirt
call that. Invisible
arm
dick? Hump a dick?
Shallow man.
Shallow man?
Hollow man.
Oh.
That Kevin Bacon movie.
Okay.
Where he's invisible.
Yeah. Okay.
So like, you know, it's like kind of
his
arms are dancing.
I'm slowly backing away.
In the sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
Hollow man.
Yeah, I remember Hollow man. No, I do remember that.
That movie's horrible.
It's like, because basically he becomes invisible, doesn't he?
That's what I just said.
Yeah. I just remember, isn't there like a scene where he's like all wrapped up and shit? And he's like, there's like some straight up invisible man trope shit in there. Anyway. See, and look, we're end up talking
that
about.
That movie's so rapey.
We just
spent
like 70 minutes talking about this guy's floppy donkey dick.
By the way, we didn't. You did. I just want to highlight that.
Oh, I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, I love it. But what I'm saying is, I love the floppy donkey dick.
Floppy dicks.
Love
that's
the floppy donkey. Love floppy donkey dick discourse. Obviously.
That's never shied away from that. That's your fucking license plate.
Floppy donkey dick discourse. Check me out.
I don't know how you fit it on there, but
check me out at floppydonkeydickdiscourse.com. That's my Substack. Come through for floppy donkey dick discourse and send in your floppy donkey dicks. We got floppy donkey dicks of the week. Sponsored by Pipe Jerry's, the mobile stripper company. that's from what the fuck was the show? Oh my god, I'm blanking. Grand Crew. Damn, I was like taking me so long. There's a joke in Grand Crew where there's a stripper coming through, and they forget if they misdialed Jerry Pipe the plumber or Pipe Jerry the stripper. I just love ever since then. Pipe Jerry.
Pipe Jerry's your thing.
Shout out Pipe Jerry. It's like a throwaway thing, but
the
I'm
algorithm
like,
also loves it. That's plus
you gotta love Pipe
million.
Jerry. I hope that is the stripper's name. Okay, let's see. Moving on to Popeye the Sailor Man and Citra. That's still a fucking savage fucking insult. Because you
Wait,
know they talk about his
Citra
chin.
Citra and Sam, really quick. Oh, yeah. The last thing is that both Brandy and Annalise say, fuck you, Clayton.
Yeah. She's
Brandy
like, no, me too.
It.
Fuck Clayton.
And then she goes, yeah, fuck you, Clayton. Annalise, fucking love it.
Synchronicity bonus.
It really is. Okay, now on to Citra and Sam.
But
please
back
go.
To, but hold on. Back to the floppy donkey dick discourse. What do you think, like, the wart, like, how many cock socks do you have? Or, and do you panic craft one together? Like, do you know how to throw one together? Like,
are
in
you
a
kidding
pinch?
Me? No, you're a professional. It's like how many G-strings or whatever you have as a stripper.
His look
or how
like
many pairs it, of shoes. You absolutely have different cock socks because you absolutely also have different characters.
Sure,
and
sure,
like,
sure.
You're not always wearing, like, what if you're wearing a studded cowboy hat?
He's
I don't know.
A, he's a, he was a SWAT officer with a red cock sock.
Okay, so that's like a point he's trying to make yeah. about like, you know, how racialized the police have the police uh-huh. state has gotten, you know?
Could you
the
imagine?
The blue one is about canceling student loans. The green one is about ecological stuff. I forgot how to say
Come on now.
How? How to say environment. The green one means he cares about the environment.
Exactly.
Brian, cut out everything else. So I sound like I knew that.
What he had like social justice cock socks. Like in the cop one, he's like, I am dressed as a cop, but a cop. But then his on the top, it says, look up.
BLM.
It looks up Maryam Kaba, abolitionist, about prison abolition. And that's just like, I have a Whoa. Layered message. And then sometimes he'll dress as like a sexy guy and then he'll be like, Bell Hooks, ain't I a woman? Check that out. You know, put that, just that knowledge anyway.
You just got dick slapped and knowledge slapped. The Pipe Jerry.
Pipe Jerry. Oh my God. Whoever wrote that joke, shout out to you. The show should not have been canceled. Popeye and Citra now. Popeye the Citra man. He lives,
I don't like that.
What?
I don't think that people should make fun of him.
They make fun
of his face.
They're making fun. I know.
He's trying to stay clean, okay? You think
I know,
that's
right.
going to make him
on
fucking
top of
stay
everything?
Clean? Is fucking strangers online being like, oh, well, I love that insulting nickname about you.
That one is so, I can't believe that's what his sisters got him with. I'm
I
like,
know. The sisters are savage. They're like, why is your car so small?
Oof. They're like, you live in a garbage Bitches. Can. What is this? Also, what's with all these loose paper towels in here?
No. They're out of
Wait,
their
binder. Wait, there's Lucy's back
Sorry,
there? Hold
I
on. Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me put the car in park. Can I have those? Those should be in the case. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry. If these get messed up, it's my ass. Okay. Whew. Oh, my God. What is this? Viva? Oh, yeah. This is a good one. Okay, yeah. Can you put that back there? All right. Let's get back to my house. Where you can have a very dry fried chicken dinner with zero seasoning from. It looked like they
and
look.
Just one side, which was the potato salad.
There's mashed potatoes.
Or was that potatoes?
There was mashed potatoes.
I could not tell.
I just, the way they ate that shit and were like, they honestly were like, what in the fuck are we eating right now?
Like, the reason they had, like, funeral face on is because they were like, RIP to our taste buds. This is
yeah.
the worst thing we've ever put in our mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all been to Pipe Jerry's.
Yeah.
Where we got big old donkey dick slapped.
Oh,
so
my God.
Still, this is the
also,
worst thing that's
I don't know
ever
if you
been
know,
in our mouth.
They, it's funny that I keep saying that, like, they, their hot links that we used to get that were called donkey dicks. We would call them donkey dicks because they were so big. Some shit about my grandfather that we would laugh about and my grandma would get so mad. Oh yeah, we got them DDs. Look at these donkey dicks. Fucking, I remember my grandmother fucking lose it. Anyway, so yeah, they were just like, I'm sorry, this shit is unspiced. No spicy, no life, obviously. Hashtag no spicy, no life. And I like how his dad, Brian, I think that's Brian's his name, right? Asks Herman, her dad. He's like, you know, like, so is Indonesia, they fucking with the legal weed or what, man? And the way shit changed on a dime was so fucking quick. He was like,
can't fucking believe the dad brought up weed. He really fucked up. Unless he's just trying to tank this.
He said, he's like, hell no. You're doing 5 fucking years for one little joint.
For one stick.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
5 years a joint is ridiculous.
Woo. Woo. I don't know. That's a long
Steve,
time.
Man.
Herman, Steve. Bro. Herman ain't fucking around. And so later, like, so basically the next part, the main other issue here is that Herman still doesn't know about the whole, they caught me with drugs, but I might get diversion or whatever, which, okay, there's a, what's really going on here? Like, you really forgot? So, I don't know. Like, if you had a prescription, if you had the prescription, could you not, it's like the whole thing with a prescription legally is you have to use all of the medication within like a certain period or whatever.
Okay, no, this is why I think his story is bullshit, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is the whole thing, right? Because uh-huh. We hear a bunch of different versions of it, right?
Uh-huh.
But like one of them is like, oh, well, the pill, the first one's like the pill just, the bottle wasn't labeled.
Right.
So they were like, oh, it's off. You know, it's not prescription, so like you can't have it. And they took me in because of my history, right?
Right.
Then the story was, no, it's like it was expired and I haven't seen my doctor in a while. So, okay, here's the thing about that, right?
Yeah.
You take it every day, correct?
I believe so.
So, as someone that takes a ton of pills every day,
right?
You can't get new pills unless you see your doctor.
Right.
And you have to talk to your doctor at least, for me, every 3 months.
Or is it that he got Suboxone without a prescription, so he was in possession of it because he just didn't have a prescription?
But
you know what I mean? And is that a possession? Is that a felony possession charge too?
If he's prescribed it, I don't think that it makes sense.
How could you be charged with a felony possession for something you're prescribed?
But not just that, like, is it a giant quantity? Like, was it an intent to sell sort of thing? I just,
why
because
is it
who
felonious?
Wants to buy Suboxone? Whatever. I just don't understand what, none of this adds up because you have to take it every day and you wouldn't have extras. You would have run out already.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have an expired bottle that's full.
He's
like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. He's shifty. You know what I mean? He's so horny that he will do anything to get Citra to have sex, including converting to Islam. So I can also see him being a little cheeky.
But also, if you're not taking the Suboxone, that means you are getting high.
Sure.
Because why else would you not take it?
Yeah. Yeah. People are saying in the chat that he actually had that cocaine on him. And he's not talking about that.
Fucking, that's what I'm saying. That's the only reason you wouldn't take your fucking Suboxones, because you were like, oh, I'd love to get high.
Yeah, because I'm blowing up. It's all good. So we'll see, Poppy. So then when he like basically starts like, well, so, you know, I got the, I just like that Herman immediately went into disappointed dad / cop mode. He got hit with it in two, there was like two layers of disappointment to his whole face when he was telling him this. About, he's like, well, I might not get diverse. I might have to go to jail. And he was like, and I'm sorry, so you might go to jail? That face, that it was cutting through the screen for me. I was sort of like, I might need to let this one. We don't need to do all this. No.
Yeah. The dad was like, this is fucked up. Like, my whole ass family's here. And then now you're telling me like, oh, no big deal. I might be going to jail. He's like, the fuck?
Yeah.
He said, look at like, I will take Citra home in a second if you go to jail. But then I was like, that's softer than what I thought he was going to say. The fact that he said that instead of like being like, oh, I'm taking Citra home now.
Yeah.
I was like surprised that he's like, I'm still going to give this dude a chance.
Yeah.
I was like,
maybe he's like, I'm going to do it because I bet this motherfucker go to jail and then I don't have to look like an asshole for pulling the plug too soon.
Oh, shit. Smart.
When he might pull it on his damn self. You know
he's
what
like,
I mean?
This problem might solve itself.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, Herman, Herman's done. Look, I've set bitches up before. You feel me? But yeah. Anyway, I like how he was.
There's more vegetables and flavors in Indonesia and spices life.
Yeah.
And they did not fly 30 hours out here to eat that bland ass food.
I know. I'm surprised. I really want to taste the food. I wonder if like, if it was bad. You know what I mean? Because, like, good fried chicken, like, I feel it's like, just, universal.
It's not, it doesn't have any spice.
I get that. The mashed potatoes, the mashed potatoes probably just tasted like wet cardboard that was hot. With, like salt.
Like, there's no sides. They didn't have, like, collards or, like, stewed tomatoes or, like, anything.
Yeah. Yeah, well, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? And they're like, we're used to having more things that taste like things.
Yeah. Woo. All right, well. Let's just put a pin in that for now, and we'll see what happens. Because next week, people are getting shoryukened with a peepee, like Street Fighter.
I also am like, Sam, did you not hear Citrus say that she does not think that weed should be legal?
Yeah.
Because if you're getting arrested for coke, and she's out here being like, if they legalize weed, everything will fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, this marriage is falling.
You might as well say that you might as well start drawing images of Muhammad, bro. You might as well just go there with it. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
There's no turning back now. Like you can't fuck up worse. With fucking blow cane on you? No.
Fuck Cansylvania. They will stick you in an actual fucking jail for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but it was actually called...
Like, the dad will invite you to Indonesia under false pretenses just so you can get gotcha Indonesian sentenced.
Ooh. Gotcha watch. I used to have a gotcha watch.
All right.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening. We're going to be back next week to discuss, episode 15? And maybe we will be closer to that sweet release of death, a.k.a. the tell-all, so we can move on to see whatever the next season is going to be.
I was literally going to say, please let us die.
Please
let this show die.
Please let it die. Just move on. We're done with these people. We're done.
Please,
we're okay. We're finished
with
these toys.
We're done.
Like these toys anymore, mommy. But yeah, we'll be back. Find us at 420 Day Fiance, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, you know, find @symbols or serve. Check us out, 420dayfiance.com, patreon.com/420dayfiance. Shout out to all of our supporters, the K1s, the Patreon for $5 a month. Consider supporting the show. Keep the lights on. And also find
shout
us.
Shout out to Brian, our editor.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Aaliyah
who's been handling social media.
Exactly. Find us at Miles of Gray, at the Sophia, SOFIYA. And we will see you very soon. Shout out to everybody who came through to the Twitch stream. Okay. Bye.
Meow, meow.
20 Day Fiancé. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.